Actually, the books aren't what I'm really like. It's the notebooks. Because it's like the notebooks, the writing is so nuts in it, the handwriting, that I can exactly trace my state of mind when I was writing it. I don't even have to read the words. I go, oh yeah. what I'm going to do is I'm going to someday do a record translating my notebooks. That's going to be just like, you know, excruciating pants and size and stuff like that. Better. I don't feel like any, I feel like an outtake for that Lenny Bruce movie. That's what I feel like. Because it's just, you know, like when we did the Philharmonic, you know, that wasn't really, it wasn't like coming home or nothing, you know, it just wasn't. It was like doing another concert, because, big concerts are an abstract situation, but they're a different kind of, they're ecstatic in a whole different way, because being abstract is really ecstatic, you know, and like people say, they get like real hung up with, you know, are you sacrificing anything going from the intimacy of a club into the huge abstract situation of an arena? And they just can't be compared, you know, they're two totally different things, you know, it's like two totally separate states of ecstasy. Performance abstract anyway. I mean, I don't really give a shit what I say. I mean, you must know that by now. I mean, the thing is that I don't really care. I never care, and I still don't care. So like, that's one thing you got to get straight. That like, this is the reason that I can just like talk regular like this. I always talk regular to agree, but I'm being more nappy. One is because there's nobody else here, and if I stop talking, it's gonna be real trouble. And the other one is, I've been talking in this city for years and years. You know, I've done millions of poetry, millions of performances here, and you all know that I never give a perfect performance. I always fuck up. I always go off things, never land, and then come back. Whoops. I mean, it's like a consistent mania. So it's like you keep coming, obviously you're either a sucker or you'd like it. Yeah. And I've become too old to really give a shit. You know, it's like, I'm not going to worry about, you know, my performance or, you know, what this person says or, you know, what they write or stuff like that. So I don't want you to think that I go off. When I split from this city, I mean, this is my home, you know, and this is a place that I love. And, like, when I go places and I'm not here for a while, and then it becomes really abstract, you know, and all you know from me is because we're not performing here, like, night after night, like we used to do, is articles. Don't forget that stuff. Just look at the pictures. The articles don't work, too. After bad pictures, don't look at them again. Well, these are like actually, I wrote these poems at backstage at the Philharmonic. And see, they got the Philharmonic. I figure they're really, if I don't lose them, like I lose everything, they might actually get valuable because it says New York Philharmonic on it. I was real impressed like about that. More impressed than the poem actually is. It's like Cartier, you know? This poem is about this chick at the Bel Air Brevard who, like, I mean, I'm not really into, like, you know, movements and stuff. You know, I never joined a movement, and I think the dogma of movements stifle you in, and they make the whole movement a drag. I think movements, nobody should talk about. They should keep the movement in their brain and just do this stuff. As soon as you make a church for it, it fucks it all up because it's just like another church. But the one cool thing that, I mean, each movement does have its purpose in that it initiates change. And like, for instance, the Women's Liberation Movement, which, you know, I mean, when you get down to the dogma of it and stuff like that, it's a drag, you know, but the stuff that they've done, I mean, the change they have initiated, for instance, a lot of really, people keep saying, how come there's no great women artists? Well, I was one of them. Oh, no cool girl. That's why I always like guys, you know. That's why, you know, I always like the friends like Rimbaud and Artaud and guy after guy after guy because I didn't know any girls. Well, now because of this stuff, there's a lot of genius girls that they just didn't, nobody knew about because nobody translated them or got them out of like you know, 18th century libraries around the tombs of France. And now because of all this stuff, you know, translating women artists and poets all over the world has become very popular. Anyway, so like, because of this, Hobolt has been doing a lot of translations of Isabel Eberhardt. And Isabel Eberhardt was just on the tag of Rimbaud. I mean, she was young enough, like when Rimbaud was looking for a broad, right before he cut out, she would have been the perfect broad. She lasted a couple years longer than him, not age-wise, though. She was sort of like the Hank Williams of Arabia. And she is this really cool little French girl, you know, who like spoke several languages, who became a devout Muslim. And she believed in everything was written except for like this like jangled energy in her that constantly made her want to write something. You know, she'd keep like eating hashish and fucking all these guys and trying to go to parties and not think about stuff because she figured everything's written, I'll just jump into my destiny. But her hands just kept like moving like this. The tragedy of it was there were no electric guitars or IBMs at the time. Getting this calligraphy down. She wrote everything in calligraphy, and she died at the age of 27 by drowning in the desert. I need harems of men, so many rhythms within the wind, the seas, open their knees to me, that girl, the world, I embrace the hottest places. The sad hospital of my soul bends down, yet I rise when I feel the texture of a new skin. So many rhythms within, a fast, chalk, cold, aware electric sweat. I stare, I blend, I condemn any pattern that dissolves other sedatives, cigarettes, morphine, calligraphy, vines twisting under belts of the female nerves. I need a harem of wisdom, sensation, new skin, open their knees to me, the sand trickling, stinking blood of scarab scars, the crescent moon is rising in the belly of a whore like gas. I ask to pass through this existence, knowing I existed. I need your flesh like some desperate baker, your hands sink in me, your presence goes through me, transparent dress, I press my face into the sand, my hand opens your veil, I need a woman, a man, a son, in a vat of pearl, grease, grass, chest of diamonds, your flesh and mane, a man, amazing, amazed, I wish the fish quivering inside me, sweet gravity, nothing holds on to me, I sweet depravity, tremendous weight, so heavy, redeemed to the metal of idols, the slit of sky, the terrible wound, the gods within, the bobbing head, so many rhythms, hymn and echo like the head of a bell, your bell in my head is a bell for you, is a bell, is a bell, is a bell for you, is a bell for you, my throat is a vehicle for you, my heart is the entrance to you, the treasure is guarded by the lack of a key, the girl, the world has opened so totally to me, the way I feel so unanimously dispersed, the grease of planets, the trust of eyes and hands suspended. A long time ago, I moved from the caravan to stop to pray in one specific way. Oh, I won't drown in the desert. Exile is so sweet, it's too sweet to be permanently abandoned. I need to meet thee in the belly of the rack. I know to be waiting for me. I worship, I courtship thee. I worship the desert. I will go down and drown in the desert. The last thing I see is your stare within me. The walls of your river, the ballad of a hotel. Everything is swelling within me. Your eyes, liquid, stretched, etched in the consciousness of the eyes of a lizard in the socket of an electric face, crumbling and swirling in a bed of wax. Should I pursue a path so twisted? Should I crawl, defeated and gifted? Should I rise in the length of the river? I feel, I kneel, I need a tomb, she needs a seal, a confident, I fix a tree, a fixed tree, the craft, the cave me, a raft, there's a raft in the middle of the water, there's a raft of leather with sheets of silk, I need a shot in the falls of the river, the ballad of a hotel, the swelling of a wave, and the bloated frame of skin is tipped within, I fell out of grace, I can trace the first moment out of grace, with the descent of the first lies, the dreams, the violins, the arias, I need a harem of gods, of idols, me like a lily, like the mouth of a trumpet. Oh, God, devour me, devour me, devour me, devour me. I even tried to run away today. I always didn't come here. Like, I left a note with a couple people saying, you know, like, I just flipped out under pressure, and I left for New Jersey. I called up my manager and I said, and I'm so glad she didn't answer her service answer, and I said, this is Patty, cancel tomorrow.
What a fool.
Now, let me tell you, he hasn't improved much, but still thinks it's warm.
You know, this isn't the first place that me, Lenny, and Danny ever played together. And this is like, I mean, that's like my big sentimentality for East. I mean, this place really is like, how, because we got this job. I mean, this ain't my favorite place in the world, but because we got this job here, we had to be more professional. You know, so we had to get a piano player today. This is their big thing, is piano. So. We got the ending, and I'm so happy.
Thank you.
lot of new people here. I bet they're wondering how I get away with it. Well, I'm telling you, that's what you'll always get. If you come to see me in a little place, you will always get to see me only fucked up. How it will continue in my long future shit-hole gig. What?
Ah, all right.
It's like, actually, this is only one in a series of the same. Having to this, I don't know where they are, I've lost them, but I remember them. One was about this Richard Speck kind of character in his pink sweater hanging out at this runway of this hospital, and he's like on my sweet great victim, my perfect RN. This has a very Shakespearean flavor. Actually, someone who I really respect and usually puts me down recently compared me to Shakespeare. I was not to but that word contradict. Yum, yum, the stars are out. I'll never forget how you smelled that night. Now my hand was like less than space. That's always, isn't that funny how your hand can get self-conscious and your body's cool? Never forget how you smelled that night, like cheddar cheese melting under fluorescent light, like a day-old rainbow fish. What a dish. Gotta lick my lips. Gotta dream. I daydream. Thorazine, bring cloud. Rain, rain comes coming down all over her. There she is on a hill. Hail's a posy. Getting soaked and wet. Her petticoat shrinks right up. Well, little shepherd bro, you're gonna kingdom come. Looking so clean. The guardian, every little lamb. Well, beep beep sheep, I'm moving. A little Easter lamb here. I'm gonna peep in Bo's bodice. Lay down, darling. Don't be modest. I'm gonna slip my hand in. That's not used up. That's very nice. Don't cry. Whip, whoop, whip. Oh, that's the rain, Lammy Pie. Well, don't squirm. Let me put my rubber on. I'm a wolf in a lambskin Trojan. Oh yeah, that's hard, that's good. Now, tighten up, Bebop. Open up, Bebop. Lift that little butt up, Bebop. Come on, open wider. Come on, nothing can stop me. Now, isn't that good, my melancholy Bebop? Oh, don't cry. Come on, get up. Let's dance in the grass. Come on, let's cut a rock. It was determined to trip me up there. Let's cut a rug, jitterbug. Roll those tiny white stockings down. Body tackle, let's flow. Come on, this is a dance contest. Under the stars, let's Alice in the grass. Let's swing, Betty Boop Poop. Let's birdland, let's stroll, let's rock, let's roll, let's whalebone, let's go. Let's yodelize tonight. Dine me up, Jesse James. Too many men on me up, Jesse James.
Free money.
Seven devils cast for Mary Magdalene, whore of Christ, the 7, Marvelous Voyages of Sinbad, Sinbad. And then number 7, branded forever on the forehead of Cain. Cain, the first inspired man, the father of desire and murder. But his was not the first ecstasy, consider it mother. With the crime of curiosity, as the saying goes, it killed the pussy. One bad apple spoiled the whole shot. But be sure, no apple. An apple looks like an ant. Bad fruit. Must have been a tomato. Better yet, a mango. She bit. Must we blame her? Poor sweet bitch. Perhaps there's more to the story. Think of Satan as some stood. Maybe her knees were open. Satan snakes between them. They open wider. They snake up her thighs. Rubbed up against her clit for a while. More than the tree of knowledge was about to be eaten. She shuddered. Her first shudder. Pleasure. Pleasure. Garden. Was she sorry? Are we ever girls? Is she a good lady? God only knows.
Moments, I feel so much. There's
corruption. Let in my life, feel entrapped in that life, it must petrify. You just took one pill, blissfully getting death. And on the bones, hear the church of the Spider-Man, the judge of human air. You just went crazy. I went out, I was cold. Now let me pull my skirt. Here, I'll pull my skirt up here. Okay, I'll pull my skirt up. Anything you want to do. Anything you want to do. Perfect spirals, angels, angels in the valley, a vault of pleasure, fun, nectar, cigar, the color, gold, roses, solid gold. Oh my God, it's so fantastic. Everything has a different view. Everything is chromatic. Not one is chromatic and then the other one is just
yeah.
I'm running away. I walked down this alleyway near the Chelsea Hotel. I was trying to remember the address of my crew. I knew that when they looked out their window, they could see the Chelsea Hotel. I thought, great, right near Mount Kearney, that has the best Bloody Marys and margaritas in the city. And so I thought I might go there. I was walking in this alleyway, and real long time ago, about like 7 years ago or something, I picked this kid up, you know, and he was like about, I was in my early 20s, and he was like 14. But I told him how to read, and I gave him vitamins, and in exchange, he would let me look at his millions of, the only possession he had were stacks of pictures of the wrong things, and they could get in hundreds of them, such a collection, and two great Hank Williams records. And so we made this pact, and he said, that's good when he was a kid, and I was trying to get him these vitamins and, his vegetables, and yelling, I'm eating donuts all the time and stuff. And he said, we made this pact, when he fled to the truth a couple years ago, and he said, well, you get, the Rolling Stones or something, and I'll visit Hank Williams' grave. And so I said, yeah, all right. He didn't mean the Rolling Stones, copy them, but just be. Have the wonder try to attain, the heart, So I said, sure, kid. So we quit, and today I was going through this alleyway, and it sounds but it's true. All the things that sound are true. And I was walking, and I really look like shit, going through this alleyway. I was so desperate that I spent an hour in an Episcopalian church. I even had a curve, I was under the sky. I was going to the alleyway, and I see this kid, John Halligan, the old Buick, this mangy police dog. If you touch it, it's over. I see him, he's got this transistor radio hanging on his belt, this little tiny, carpenter's radio. And he's some a Vanson, and I think, I get rape paranoia immediately. I'm already two-thirds through the alley. And then we looked and we just checked. And I couldn't believe it. We just looked and I couldn't believe it. It was really neat. And he said, geez, I hear you have it. He said, I haven't seen you for years. I hear you have it in the show. He goes, I did my part. I got, he missed the phone more next day. And then I come to this one. He takes a picture out of his wallet. And he said, I've been waiting to give you this. And it was this picture of him right next to the Hank Williams grave, the white hat, and the rays of light and all the lights. And so I figured that now it's you to repay your half of the bargain. I'll see you at your job tonight. These are all these things. Millions of more.
Thank you.